Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
All right, everybody. Good morning to you. Praise God. Welcome. Amen to MCI Ministry Radio, Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for this song this morning. Praise God. It had me up and moving. Amen. And every time I hear the song, amen, it reminds me why I got saved. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we bless and praise God on this day. Amen. I know that he keep on blessing you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to know and you got to see how he is blessing you. Praise God. You are still amongst the living. Amen. Praise God. You have a mouth that you can still praise him, exalt him, and give him the glory. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He keep on blessing us. Amen. Praise God for you, you, and you. He keep on blessing us. So I thank God for you this morning. Allow me to come into your homes this morning, into your space. Amen. Praise God. You know how we do. We're going to pray. Amen. And we're going to let the Lord have his way. Amen. We are talking about reset and redivine. Oh, come on, somebody. We're going to reset some things. Amen. And we're going to redivine some things. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So with that being said, let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify you. We lift you up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just say thank you this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you because we are in our right mind, God, and we have the activity, God, of our limbs on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, that you are moved by your Holy Spirit on this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that your word will come forth, God, with power, with authority, God, coming straight from thy throne room, Father God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, Father God, even now, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, move self out the way, God, yes, Holy Ghost, and allow you to take your place in me, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, give me wisdom, give me knowledge, give me understanding, Father God, that only you can give, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for opening up the air ways right now, God. We thank you, Lord, that the word is going out, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to a place that we never put our foot upon, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. This is the day that you made, God. And you said we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, pour in your wisdom, pour in your knowledge and your understanding, Lord God. Hallelujah, that only you can give. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen, y'all. Amen. I'm excited this morning, y'all. I am truly excited today. On this week, I thank God because the word that he's given me this morning, amen, is going to help you and it helped me a whole lot this week. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for how he deals with each and every individual, amen, according to his will and his purpose. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God this morning. Now, I want you to come with me this morning. Amen. We're going to go to Jonah, the first chapter. I'm going to read 1 through 16 so you can understand what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. Amen. Hallelujah. Come with me, church. Come on. Come with me this morning. Amen. All right. Let me read this scripture. Amen. Jonah, the first chapter, starting at verse number 1. It says, the Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it because I have seen how wicked its people are. But Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. Jonah got up, amen, praise God, and went into the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Come with me this morning. he went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket and went on aboard, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish. But the Lord hurled a powerful wind over the sea, causing a violent storm that threatened to break the ship apart. Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their God, their little God, come on somebody, for help, and threw the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. But all this time, Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold. So the captain went down after him. How can you sleep at a time like this? He shouted. Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will pay attention to us and spare our lives. Then the crew cast lots to see which of them had offended the God and caused a terrible storm. When they did this, the lots identified Jonah as the culprit. Why has this awful storm come down on us? They demanded. Who are you? They said. What is your line of work? They asked him some questions. What country are you from? What is your nationality? Jonah answered, I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. The sailors were terrified when they heard this, for he had already told them he was running away from the Lord. Oh, why did you do this? They groaned. And since the storm was getting worse all the time, they asked him, what shall we do to you to stop the storm? What shall we do to you to stop this storm? This is Jonah. Throw me into the sea, Jonah said, and I will become, and it will become calm. I know this terrible storm is all my fault. Instead, the sailors rowed even harder to get the ship to the land. But the stormy sea was too violent for them, and they couldn't make it. Then they cried out to the Lord, Jonah's God. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, Lord, they pleaded, don't make us die for this man's sin, and don't hold us responsible for his death. Oh, Lord. You have sent this storm upon him for your own good reason. Then the sailors picked Jonah up and threw him into the raging sea. Stopped at once. The sailor was awestruck by the Lord's great power, and they offered him a sacrifice and vowed to serve him. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord had arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish, come on, for 3 days and three nights. I want to talk to us today because we find that, praise God, hallelujah. My title for us today, throw it overboard. Throw it overboard. Come on, somebody. We're going to throw some things overboard today, praise God, hallelujah. We find that Jonah, praise God, was in a place, amen, that he was in rebellion with the Lord. Amen, praise God. He got on the ship, praise God, and went in the opposite direction. So today I want to talk to us because even this word on this week ministered to my spirit, praise God, because there's a lot of things that we think that we got it good, and God is saying, throw it overboard. Come on, somebody. Before we move into this new day beginning of this week, praise God, there are some things we need to throw overboard to get out of God's ordered storm or, praise God, or not to go into a storm, praise God. We need to come to terms with some stuff and throw it overboard. Somebody say, throw it overboard, throw it overboard, throw it overboard. Here it is important to spend the day providing proper focus and closure to some things. Amen, praise God. We have made it and endured another week, praise God, and I'm sure all of us would admit that we have had some struggles, some ups and downs throughout this last past 6 months, praise God. We all had some struggles. We all been through some things, amen, praise God, because we find that, yes, we are in July, praise God. We are almost at the end. We are in the middle, praise God, hallelujah, of a year, praise God, and we done been through some stuff, praise God. Some have it easier than others this year, praise God, and others had experienced real challenges this year, praise God, and some have experienced loss this year and are still shedding tears. Yes, this year, y'all, come on, somebody. I'm sure you would agree as a church today that this has been one of the better years or the better sweet. And I said to myself the other day, praise God, yes, this has been a bittersweet year, but God is going to get the glory out of this bittersweet year, praise God. And so here we are in our Sunday today, praise God, and what is it that we need to take away this morning to help us bring a sense of closure and understanding? If God but tarry, the new day is pregnant with possibilities, amen, praise God. This is our time, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that you just carrying some things, amen, and you're carrying purpose, you're carrying some things, amen, that God has put on the inside of you, praise God, but there is also some things that we have to throw overboard. Somebody shout with me this morning, praise God, because I feel my help coming on this morning, praise God. We gotta understand that, praise God, that God has a final say over our lives, praise God, and it's a crucial time, praise God, hallelujah, and we have to examine some things, amen. We want to lift as it thought this morning, as throw it overboard. I believe, like Jonah, we too have felt like running away sometime, praise God, hallelujah. Have you felt that way, praise God? Yes, God, I thank you, Lord. I believe, like Jonah, we want to do something different than what God has asked us to do sometimes. And I believe, like Jonah, we think it's easier to sit down on God, praise God, hallelujah. How many have been there before, and how many are there right now? Sometimes we just want to sit down, and we don't want to do nothing, praise God. And I believe, like Jonah, we would rather go to sleep during the storm. Somebody said, oh, have you ever been in a storm, praise God, and oh, my God, I give you glory. And you just felt like sleeping your life away because the storm is so great in your life. Praise God, hallelujah. The prophet Jonah here is commissioned to go and to cry against the city of Nineveh. Amen. The mandate was clear in his life. It's unmistakable. And to preach a message of judgment to the people, praise God, to preach a message of warning, praise God, to tell them that God is going to judge them. But here, Nineveh is a capital city of Australia, amen, praise God, the empire, praise God, and this is a commission. Jonah fully understands that God's instructions and directive to him. God has given us some instructions, and there are some things that he requires from us, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody shout right there, I hear you, Holy Ghost. You can run, but you can't hide, praise God, hallelujah. There are some things, amen, that God desires from us, but we have to throw some things overboard on this Sunday. My God, I give you glory. In our text, we have seen how Jonah ran from his call to preach to the people of Nineveh. We have found a boat going to Tarshish, amen, and he boarded it, going in the opposite direction of where God called him to be, praise God. And sometimes we think it's just easier to turn our back on the tough situation that we face, praise God, and we try to go into the opposite direction. But I want you to take a stand today, praise God, Hamashanda, no matter what comes your way, that tough situation has got, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, it's not going to last always, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, but God sent a strong God is going to intercept. God had to intercept Jonah. And I want you to know today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Some of you are praying for some people, praise God, and you think that they are not going to get saved, delivered, set free, and healed. But I'm here today, if God has his hands on them, praise God, he will intercept them. Come on, shout right there that God will save your neighbor. God will save your family. God will save everyone. Praise God. All we got to do is pray a prayer of faith and leave it in God's hand. God will intercept them. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That was the Lord doing. And it's here we see, amen, the part of the man of God, amen, and how God blessed him, and how God free will when God calls him, praise God, and God gives us a free will, praise God, to serve him the right way, praise God, hallelujah. But how many know, praise God, if you are chosen by God? Somebody shout right there, because God will intercept. He will interfere with your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the middle of this horrific storm, Jonah is below sleeping. They had awakened him and asked why he did not cry out his God for deliverance. He said he was a Hebrew. And he feared God. Sounds like some of us, don't it, y'all? Praise God. It sounds like, praise Globa Shanda, people we have met, don't it, y'all? Praise God, hallelujah. Tell you they are saved, but sleeping. Tell you they are Christian, but sleeping. Tell you they belong to the church, but sleeping. These hardworking men find out this runaway prophet is the cause of God's fury. Some storm, because who we connect ourselves with. Be careful who you connect yourself with. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. There are some storms we have designed ourselves. There are some storms we find ourselves in because of our own disobedience. There are some storms we are in because we have angered God. Come on, somebody. In the midst of the storm, the mariner inquired, what shall we do? Well, that's the question that we always have to ask. God, I see a storm raging around me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. What shall I do, God? Come on, somebody. They knew now. The storm was not an ordinary storm, but the hand of God bare against his prophet. But who shall they ask for the solution? The prophet of God, God's man here upon the earth. They asked Jonah. They knew he was the cause, but they also knew he was God's man, and the answer to their dilemma. He was flesh and bone. Come on, somebody. The same as they were. But he was more than that. He was God's man, anointed and ordained to do a work that God had for him to do. We're talking to the church today. We are the church. Amen. Praise God. God is getting us ready for some stuff. So that means that we have to throw some things overboard. Is there any disobedient in your life? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Is there anything that we hold on that we need to let go and throw it overboard? We find that Jonah was God's man. He was anointed, appointed by God with a purpose, and God giving him a plan. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. But we find that Jonah, glory to God, glory to God, went to the port of Joppa. Come on, somebody. Paid his money. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Went in the is not going to be you. Somebody say, that's not going to be me, because today is my warning day that God given the woman of God, the prophet of God, the apostle of God, to go the right way and to do what God say do in this season. And you will see, glory to God, that God will mount up. God will mount you up, praise God. He will gird you up to do a work for him. You are being prepared for God to do something spectacular in your life. So God says, don't go in the wrong direction. Throw it overboard today. This is a warning from the Holy Ghost today. My God, I give you glory. I give you glory, God. I know we're on the radio, but God said, this is a warning today. You have heard the word, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Go in the way that God wants you to go, and you shall be blessed, saith the Lord thy God. Woo, glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There are some storms we find ourselves in because our own disobedience. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Here, here, here. We must be careful who we ask our questions in the midst of a storm. All too often we ask the wrong person or people what we should do as it pertains to God's business. We always ask, what shall we do? But hear the word of the Lord today, praise God. God is going to come with an answer for you. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. We ask the one that never comes on Sunday school. That's the one that, see, we got the wrong kind of people. We ask the people, praise God, that's not even listening to God, not even, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, not even wanting to do nothing for God, want to sit on God, always want to complain, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We ask the ones never come to Sunday school. We ask the ones that don't go to Bible study. We ask the one that never return to support any services. We ask, oh, come on, somebody. We ask the ones that only attend church, praise God, maybe once or twice a month, praise God. We ask the ones that's not involved. We ask the ones, amen, that don't even tithe or even don't even invest their time in the ministry or nothing. We ask the ones that never has anything good to say about anything or anyone. Don't be fooled by people, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, get the wisdom of God. Get the wisdom of God. Come on, somebody, help me, Holy Ghost, today. Get the wisdom of God. God is talking to us today, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. God said, get wisdom and understanding, praise God, that will come from me, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. People so often think that God leaves it up to them to see if the man of God is doing his duty. Praise God, hallelujah. What they really want to see is whether he is living up to their standard. We cannot, women and men of God, live up to nobody's standard. We will never mount up to man's standard. We will mount up, praise God, with God. And if we look at God in the way that he is, glory to God, and the glory that he carries, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, we will humble ourselves. Come on, somebody, say humble ourselves. The Pharisees is still alive and well on this planet. They the one, praise God, that think they got everything going on, praise God, that can answer everything, amen, praise God. They the high-minded ones, praise God, that think they know everything. And, oh, come on, somebody, you know what I'm talking about, praise God. The Pharisees, you don't know nothing, but they know everything, praise God. That's the Pharisees. Those are Pharisees that we live with right now today, praise God. God set a standard for his men and women, and he'll handle, amen, the disposing of him or her if they isn't doing right as he should or what he wants them to do. Obedient or disobedient, he is still a woman of God or a man of God, whether it be a pastor or evangelist. God has him under his watch care. Somebody said, you are under God's watch care. Oh, y'all better come on with me this morning, praise God. You are under God's watch care. He is watching over you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. if he is a phony or if she is a phony, as many possibly are, praise God, today, praise God, God will take care of it. John spoke of all the false prophets in his days, and we could multiply this today, praise God, hallelujah. We know, praise God, that many false prophets have went out into the world. There are many today that are mama called, papa called, but God will deal with them, praise God, praise God, praise God. God will deal with them. We don't need to do anything. Amen. The next thing that we look at, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit, is a place all of us who are saved have found ourselves. A question we ask, what shall we do? What shall we do, God? The same question men asked Peter after the sermon at Pentecost. Peter said, repent and be baptized. The Philippian jailer, when the earthquake had freed Paul and Silas from the cell, they cried out, what must we do to be saved? God sent the answer to all the questions through his man, praise God. The problem was with God, so the solution must come from him as well. When men are perishing, they need to seek God for the answer to their problem. Come on, somebody. Come with me this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These men asked the prophet, what must we do? Jonah does have an answer to the question. Hallelujah. First glance, we find a strange proposal. He says, take me up and cast me into the sea. Was he so dejected that he felt suicide was the answer? No, 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 no. I believe Jonah was getting a new and revived view of God's grace. After all, he had professed, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord. The chastisement of God is hard. Somebody say it's hard. My God, I give you glory. Ask me, I know. Oh, my God, I give you. That's another story for another time. The chastisement of God is hard. But it says you belong to God. Nothing testifies more or stronger to our heart. Jonah began to realize again that he was chosen vessel of God. He was not his own, but he belonged to God. Let me tell you, church, today, you are not your own, but you belong to the Lord. Somebody say, I belong to the Lord. I belong to my God. God wants us today, and I'm coming back. I'm going to go to a song, but I'm coming back because I want us to get everything that God wants for us to have today. But today, 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 Holy Spirit, I thank you. The Lord wants us to throw some things overboard. So today, hallelujah, we're going to shake some things loose today. We're going to let God be God. We're going to surrender to the only God that we know, praise God, the God of the heaven and the God of the sea, as Jonah spoke on the day, praise God, through the word of the Lord. Shake yourself loose today, praise God, and throw some things overboard. Lighten the load today, praise God. You can't carry the weight, praise God. It belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
You
All right. Shake yourself loose. All right. All right. Amen. Praise God. I'm free. Good God Almighty. I'm free. Amen. We are talking about reset today. Redefine some things. Amen. Somebody shout, my destiny is in the Lord's hand. Come on, somebody. It's in the hands of God. And Lord, I surrender all, surrender all, surrender all today. Praise God, because I'm shaking myself loose. Amen. Praise God. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. The chastisement of our God is hard, but it says you belong to God. Nothing, nothing testifies more or stronger to our heart. Jonah began to realize again that he was a chosen vessel of God. Come on, somebody else. You got to understand, praise God. Realize, reset your mind, redefine some things. I belong to God, and God has chosen me to do a spectacular work. I am not too old. I am not too young. I am not. Oh, come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yes, you can speak for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Somebody feel that they cannot speak for God. You will speak in the name of Jesus for God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He was not his own, but he belonged to God. If God wanted him at the bottom of the sea, he knew there was nothing, amen, nothing he could prevent. These sailors fell in this predicament with Jonah and probably responded just as we have. They initially refused the request, and nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land. Hallelujah. Man does not see the need of a savior until he sees that he is doomed and cannot save himself. These sailors knew, and they rowed it harder, harder, harder to get to the land. But sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, you can have somebody on your boat. Come, oh my God, I give you glory. And they're on your boat, praise God, and you are trying to get somewhere, praise God, but because of the weight of their sin, you will never get there. Oh, my God, I give you glory. So what do we do now, praise God? There is some things, because the Bible says that they kept rowing. They was getting, it was hard for them. Yes, Holy Spirit. It was so hard for them because they was coming up against God. They didn't know, praise God, hallelujah, so they kept rolling and rolling and rolling and trying to get somewhere in life and never could get to the place that God wanted them to get, praise God, because they had the wrong person on the boat. My God, I give you glory. Holy Ghost, speak today, praise God, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, if they don't do it, God is going to throw them overboard out of your boat, praise God, because you're trying to get somewhere that God has for you in your promised land, but because the wrong person is on your boat, God has to throw them over. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. My God, I give you glory. They won't get hurt, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, but they won't be on your boat, praise God. Yes, God, I thank you, Lord. So here. That was the Lord, y'all. Come on, give God some glory. God is talking to us today, praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever they're possessing, God is going to throw it overboard. Hallelujah. So here, that perhaps the death of Jonah was needful to furnish their salvation, they did not want to accept. These men sought to save themselves by working harder to no avail. If we are out of the will of God, we can work as hard as we can or as hard as we want. It will not avail nothing. Amen. Praise God. We are rowing hard, still not saving money. Come on, somebody. Rowing hard, still don't see no growth. Still can't get along. Still the storm is still raging. Must ensure we are in the will of God. Somebody say, I am in the will of God, and I am on his journey. Come on, somebody. Jonah learned that there is no place where God isn't. God was in Jerusalem, where Jonah probably lived. God was at Nineveh, where God told Jonah to go. And God is on the ship on the way to Tarshish, where Jonah was supposed to be. I wonder, come on somebody, if Jonah remember what the psalmist wrote as he shivered in the storm. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Psalms 139, 7 through 10, it says, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, he said, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Instead of throwing Jonah overboard, the sailors attempted to outrow God. Oh, come on, somebody. The men on the ship rowed desperately, trying to get the ship to shore so Jonah wouldn't be lost. Why? I mean, what did Jonah mean to these men? He was a stranger that had brought trouble to their ship and caused them to lose their payload. Come on, somebody. Why would they fight to help a man that brought them a bad situation? Why were they asking questions here? Why didn't Jonah, the prophet of God, have the decency not to drag other people down in his rebellion? Come on, somebody. We must be careful when others are in rebellion. We must be careful not to allow their rebellion to sink us as well. If we rebel, we should have the decency not to drag our family or our friends, our neighbors, or whoever you attach to, praise God, because rebellion, oh, come on, somebody, rebellion, everyone on the ship lost their money, their payload, praise God. They would arrive at their destination empty-handed because of someone else's rebellion. I'm talking to us today, praise God, because I'm going to talk to us today. Hallelujah, because, yes, we all have something that we have to throw overboard. Somebody shout right there. We all have something that we need to throw it overboard, praise God. Here, can I tell you, even believers, we have moments of rebellion. It was Paul who said it best in Romans 7 and 15 to 19. He said, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. For the good that I would, I do not. But evil which I would not, that I do. Come on, somebody. It sounds crazy, but Paul knew, praise God, God's grace to exhausted sailors, family, exhausted by the struggle, they laid their oar down and picked the prophet up and threw him overboard. As the sea received the runaway prophet, the storm calmed, and the men who were battling against God, come on, because they were battling against God, come on, somebody, yes, Holy Spirit, came to fear him and offered a sacrifice to him. Even the people in the midst of Jonah's rebellion, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God did something spectacular on that boat. Even though they lost their payload on the boat, hear what the Spirit is saying. They seen the glory of God, and they gave God a sacrifice offering, praise God, yes. And they got saved themselves because they seen the glory of God. Now here, before we move, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. This day, there are something we need to throw overboard to get out of God's ordered storm, or praise God, not to go into a storm. We need to come to terms with some stuff and throw it overboard. There are some storms ascribed that are our fault, and it's vitally important we correctly identify the storm we are experiencing, and maybe you're not, but God is trying to let you not go into a storm. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Jonah's storms are storms none of us should go through. We shall all learn to stay out of them. There are storms aplenty for us to face in the world. Rainstorms that make life stressful. Thunderstorms that make life difficult. coming to your way, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We all had, oh, yes, God, I thank you. Alerts on our phones, alerts on the news, praise God. There's a storm that's coming, but somebody shout right there, praise God. There is no storm coming near me because I'm getting ready to throw it overboard today. Somebody shout right there, I'm going to throw everything overboard today that don't belong on my boat today, praise God. But Jonah, storms are storms of our own making. The only way out is to throw it overboard at some point, praise God. We must ask ourselves, why are we going through the storm? Or why, praise God, don't let me go through the storm, God. I look around and see the storm. Don't you sometimes, praise God, there's many storms that's going on, praise God. But I don't want to be in the storm, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But those are not the storms we need to focus on as we prepare, praise God, today. We need to examine ourselves and our circumstances, confront the obstacles, our Jonahs, praise God. There are often found deep, come on, some down deep in our soul like Jonah. During the storm, we found below deck sleeping. Wake him, wake him, wake him, he said. Wake him up and bring him to the surface, he said, praise God. Wake it up, wake it up. Whatever the storm is that make you mess up, praise God, wake it up, bring it to the surface. Allow God to heal, praise God. Don't get rid of the wrong things, but the good things are necessary, praise God, hallelujah. Even after they knew that Jonah was the culprit, the crew began to throw their valuable cargoes overboard. Jonah was the biggest problem, not their merchandise. He was the biggest problem. It wasn't the freight that they had, praise God. Sometimes we try to get rid of the wrong stuff. We want to throw the easy stuff overboard. Sometimes we need to bring to surface and throw it overboard. What is it? What is it? What is your Jonah attitude, relationship, entertainment, emotions, and reluctant to forgive, praise God, hallelujah. All those things, amen, we need to bring it up and out, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, I want to encourage us this morning to take a look over our lives and identify, amen, praise God, what can cause a storm, praise God, in our lives, and praise God, and what's designed, amen, to take us out of here and cause us to go into the wrong direction, praise God. The only way out is to throw it overboard. What hinders you? What hinders you? What hinders you? What hinders me? Praise God. Why are we always fussing and complaining? Throw it overboard. Somebody say, throw it overboard. Throw it overboard. No more complaining. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. No more fussing. Throw it overboard. God wants us to throw it overboard today. What hinders you from even giving a greeting to your brothers and sisters? Praise God. What hinders you? Praise God. You don't want to talk to nobody. Praise God. You just want to be in your own ways. And God say, throw it overboard today. Praise God. What has stolen your joy? Throw it overboard today, praise God. What has arrested your smile? Throw it overboard, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. What has hijacked your kindness? Throw it overboard today, praise God. What caused the type of attitude? Praise God. Throw it overboard today. Don't take the storm into your new day, praise God. Throw it overboard, praise God, because those things that can cause you to come into a storm that you never knew, praise God, hallelujah. When we throw it overboard, the storm calms, life returns normal, praise God, hallelujah. The course is made smooth when we throw it overboard, amen, praise God. So today, praise God, we're going to throw some things overboard today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, throw oppression overboard. Throw depression overboard. Throw all that fear overboard. Throw all that disappointment overboard. Come on, those are the things, amen, praise God, that can mess us up. Throw the lack of commitment. Throw it overboard today, praise God. All that dishonesty that we sometimes shelter in the pit of our heart, throw it overboard. Deception, throw it overboard today, praise God. Addictions, praise God, throw it overboard. And there are many, many, many addictions that people possess, and I'm not going to get into every one, praise God, but we got to throw it overboard today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, my God, I give you glory. Low self-esteem, we're going to throw it overboard. Anger, throw it overboard today, praise God. That haughty spirit, praise God, throw it overboard, praise God. That revenge that you want to get with somebody else, praise God, throw it overboard, praise God. That jealousy, that envy, that strife, throw it overboard. Come on, somebody, rebellion, throw it overboard. Jonah was rebellious and bitter, but God made him throw it overboard. He put him in the belly of a fish, praise God, for 3 nights and 3 days, praise God. He cried out to God, my God, I give you glory. Don't wait to go. My when we come to the end of ourselves. When we come to the end of ourselves, then we cry out to God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. When that disobedience shows up, hallelujah, lift them up to God. Hallelujah, and move out of God's way. And let God handle them, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Lift them up to God. That disobedient person that don't want to listen to God that's on your boat, you put them in God's hands. Move out of God's way, praise God, and let God do his thing, praise God. That way, praise God, you won't sink with them because now you are turning over to the Lord. Somebody say, turn it over to God. Turn it over to God. Turn your children over to God. Turn your spouse over to God. Come on, turn everything over to the Lord, and he's going to work it out for you. God wants us to free today. Somebody shout right there. We're going to throw it overboard today. My God, I give you glory. Come on, shout with me this morning. Let's give God the glory. We're going to throw it overboard. Jonah, in his rebellious state, hallelujah, didn't want the people saved. He'd rather run from the Lord than to go preach to the people. There were some things in us, and we got to let go and let God. Why would you want somebody saved? He got mad. He got mad and went the opposite direction to what God told him to do. Caused somebody else to go through a storm that they didn't have to go through. My God, I give you glory. What do we have on our boat today? Oh, my sequoyata. Give it over to the Lord and let the Lord work it out today. Somebody say, I'm not going down with them. And I'm not going to get rid of my stuff because somebody else is rebellious. Listen to the Lord today. God said he's the best one that can save them. He's the best one, hallelujah, that can deliver and heal and make free. My God, I give you glory. I'm going to do part two. Amen. Praise God. On Wednesday morning, praise God, at 6 a.m., I got some more to talk about. Amen. About Jonah. Hallelujah. Jonah can go a lot of ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A man of God, appointed of God, running from the Lord. They trying to get to some place and got somebody on their boat that ain't right. Down there sleeping. So I'm talking to all the ones that sleeping today. Praise God. Wake up and throw the things overboard today. God want to bless you. He want to bless you so much. You're going to make it to the land that God wants you to go. But you got to throw some things overboard today. I want to say, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for coming on to Mount Carmel International Church this morning, MCI Ministry Radio, praise God, hallelujah. We thank God we had Fresh Friday. We had Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Praise God. The blowing of the shofar. Praise God. And the music. Amen. The word of inspiration came from Pastor Matthew McNeil. Was amazing. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I still hold it dear to my heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't miss a time, praise God, that you can come on. Hallelujah. You will be blessed by God. Somebody say, by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because God is taking control over our lives. Somebody say he's taking control. Amen. Let us pray. 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 Oh, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hanging on to bitterness and or vengeance poison our soul. Don't let nothing poison your soul. Whatever we need to do today, let us do it. Let us throw some things overboard today. God wants to bless us, y'all. God wants to bless us. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you. I hear you, God. Give us the strength, Lord, to throw what needs to be thrown overboard. Yes, Holy Ghost. We honor your presence. Yes, God. We honor your presence. We honor your presence. We honor your presence. And we thank you, Lord, for showing up for us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you have your way in our lives and order our steps, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And you delight us in this way, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father, for what you have done and what you have said on the day, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking, Father God, that we wake up out of our sleep, oh God. Put everything in your hand today, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you move in the lives of our people, God, in the name of Jesus. Move in the lives of your people, God. Bless them, God, wherever they may be at, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless their health, God. Bless, God. Bless, 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 God. Bless their finances, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Bless their homes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless their children, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless their spouses, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, for blessing every home that's represented here today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let us not miss a beat, God. Holy Spirit, have your way, God. Walk through our homes today, Father God, in the name of Oshanda. Yes, God. Walk through our homes today, God. Oh, God, shield and protect us, God. Deliver us, God. Heal us, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that's broken, God. Oh, Jacob Oshanda. Heal our heart, God, today, God. The brokenness of our heart, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heal our mind, God, today, God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. You said, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Lord, heal the mind of your people, God. Heal my mind, God. Jacob Oshanda. Holy Ghost, have your way, God. Jacob Oshanda. And we say thank you, Father God, for grace and mercy that covers us today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Father. And now we ask that you have your way, God. Bless, 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 God. I got a list of people, God, that I, Lord, that I need you to bless, God, to bless them, bless them, bless them, God. Every spirit of poverty, God, we ask that you break it, God. Break it, break it, break it. Every spirit of lack, God, in your lives, break it, break it, break it, God. Every negative word that was spoken over our lives, God, break it, God. Every sickness in our body, God, break it, God. I command the host of angels, Father God, to be released today, God, on our behalf, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And I ask that you bless, 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 God. Bless the Burgess family, God, today, God. Oh, God, bless the water. Bless the waters, God, today, God. Oh, God, bless Pastor Williams today, God. Oh, God, bless the home and family today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, and everyone that's represented here, God. And, God, don't forget about the McNeils, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, don't forget about the Moore family, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I lift them up to you, God, today, God. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you. Keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And if it's more on the prayer list, amen. Don't feel free to send it in. Praise God. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can. You can, yes, Holy Spirit, contact me, 302-883-9799. God bless you. God bless you all. Praise God. I got a song for you, amen, to end with. God bless you. Have a marvelous day. In Jesus' name, happy Sunday, everybody. God bless you. God is
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my friend, Mr. Tyler Perry.